I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. The seaside village of Pacifica, California has to be the best-kept secret coastal waterfront seaside town in the whole entire state. Amazingly, it's less than 14 miles from San Francisco and San Francisco International Airport, and yet it's a world away. And don't ask me why, but it's amazing the number of people that I meet that have never heard of Pacifica, or maybe they have, but they've never been there. Come along and join me in Pacifica for a conversation with Jamie Montazon about the cool things to do and see in and around Pacifica, including an annual doggy surfing contest.
We're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard.
My name is Jamie Montazon, and I'm the CEO of the Pacifica Chamber of Commerce.
It's a bunch of little pocket micro-villages. It's just not one downtown core. It's a very distinctive and unique California town.
Yes, that's true. We don't really have a downtown specifically. There's several different neighborhoods in Pacifica, and each one has its own niche.
As I hit the first little pocket, I go, oh, here's Pacifica. And then, but wait, I can't find the hotel. I'm not there yet. And so I go Google Maps, and it's down Highway 1 away. A new little neighborhood shows up. It's very fascinating.
It is. It's like a little surprise everywhere you go, right down Highway 1. And in each area, its beauty is incredible in and of itself. You have a different scenery, but it's just stunning everywhere you go.
And then there's a real fascinating history with the old steam engine train era in Pacifica coming out of San Francisco.
Yes, the stories I've heard are that the trains would come down, vacationers and people who would like to spend the day on the coast would leave San Francisco, and the different stops would be throughout the peninsula. There'd be one in Brisbane, and at one point it came over to the coast. And so we have some stations here, one of which is a restaurant now. Another is has been turned into a barbecue place. It's actually been on some food channels. And the Historical Society is renovating another one right now. So Pacifica is rich in history.
And that Pacific Coast Railway that came out of San Francisco and stopped in Pacifica, did it continue on down the coast to Santa Cruz, Davenport, and that way?
Yes, I believe so. That is the one. And man, I wish it existed today. What a great place that would be.
Maybe you could put it back in.
That would be nice.
Pacifica made worldwide news a little while back, and that had to do with Devil's Slide that's been problematic for decades. Mm-hmm. And that's all changed now, isn't it?
Fortunately or unfortunately, natural erosion happens on the seaside, and we have quite a bit of cliffs and mountains and hills along the seaside here, and the erosion happened. So we came up with a very good solution, although it took a long time, because we're very careful about the environment here in Pacifica, and we wanted to make sure that there was least impact possible on the environment. So a tunnel was built, and now Devil's Slide is actually a beautiful trail for people to walk, and they bring their animals or their dogs out, and it's actually a stunning and beautiful place to take photographs and things like that, but you're safe from, you know, the hazards of driving across a very potentially hazardous hill.
And Pacifica is a real magnet for surfers, and I heard rumors of doggies love surfing here.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I believe it's the fourth year in a row that the World Championship Dog Surfing Contest is coming. Taste TV is bringing it from there out of San Francisco, and they've chosen Pacifica once again. And every year, it's bigger and bigger and bigger. We actually were on the BBC and CNN News, Pacifica was. So.
Well, I can see why. I mean, how cool is that? It's hard to believe until you've seen it live and in person, where doggies actually know how to surf and love to surf. I mean, next would be surfing monkeys, I think.
It's adorable, actually. The dogs just love water. So, yeah.
And then for the human surfers, I understand that you have some pretty legendary surf contests here, and that's in the surfing world. A surfer would know the name Pacifica before a regular tourist would.
Well, we're very close to a very famous surfer spot.
World famous.
World famous Mavericks. We had some pretty harsh waves this year, so I think they had to call it off.
Well, some people died or got washed away one year, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, it's very dangerous here. It's not a place to swim or really play. And if you're a surfer, you have to be a very strong surfer. And we definitely have the doggies in a very safe little, you know, almost like a kiddie pool area of the ocean, so they don't get hurt. But it's not a place to play in the water. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a place to observe. And if you love scenery and things like that, then it's good. Otherwise, you know, you definitely don't want to take up swimming right out here in some of these areas.
There's a pier here.
Pacifica Pier, great fishing at the Pacifica Pier. That's in a great neighborhood. Also, that area over there's some great breweries that have just recently come up. It's a wonderful old part of town, and lots of fishermen love to. They get massive, huge fish right out of there. You see whales from there and dolphins. And actually, earlier last week, there was a great white shark out there, about a 12 or 13 footer. So that was kind of exciting. That made the news.
And I heard that didn't faze the surfers too much. They just kept on going.
Yeah, they keep going. I mean, they see whales bigger than that out here. So.
Gutsy. Back to the pier for a moment. I remember a friend of mine came down here and he was raving about going crabbing off the
Yes.
pier. And he's not a crabber, it was new to him.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement down there at the pier, and crabbing is a big, big thing that people love to do. And you can go down
So you can rent the crab pots
you can rep the crab pots. You can take it home with you. It's you can load
take
it
your
all up.
crab home, have a new pet.
There you go. If you have a small ocean in your backyard.
One of the other dimensions of Pacifica that is like where I live in Morro Bay, we have big tourist demographic, people from the Central Valley that come over. Fresno, Bakersfield is our market. And I imagine the same thing is true here, because we have natural air conditioning along the coast and they're roasting over in the valley.
That is true. The traffic gets a little heavy, so I would say if you're coming from the Central Valley, plan ahead and give yourself a little extra time to get over here because it is a very popular place. We get people from 5 miles away to 5,000 miles away, all over the world. People come here. It's really great.
I can't tell you how many people I meet from near and far that you say Pacifica, and the best they can do is, "I've heard of it. Where is it?" And these are Californians.
Right. We're nestled kind of secretly, I suppose, between Half Moon Bay and San Francisco. So Half Moon Bay kind of has a name. People know of it, but Pacifica really has a lot to offer. There's a lot of history. There's so many things to see.
Maybe we shouldn't be doing this interview. I just started thinking, because if the word does get out, you're going to be bumper to bumper traffic of people coming to see Pacifica.
Yeah, it's beginning to happen already.
So let's cancel the interview. I'm going to save you from
I'm having too much
yourself.
fun.
Yeah.
So
I was walking down the street in a storefront. I saw about a gallery showing of a guy named Mark Ains. And I know Mark. He lives in Benicia and he lives in the live work art community over there. And here he is doing a show here. I go, "Oh my gosh, you have this big star coming to Pacifica." So obviously, it appears that art is an integral part of the scene here.
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of art history. There's a lot of artists. There's some famous artists. This really is a beautiful place, and it's a serene place. We have some wonderful art galleries here, and the Sanchez Art Center is absolutely stunning.
And the
And
Sanchez, that's an old historic adobe.
those are two separate things. We
Okay.
have an art center, and
Yes.
then we have an old adobe, an actual old adobe. They're
Right.
close to each other,
Okay.
yes, very close.
So you have to be careful. You ask for the Sanchez Adobe directions or the art center, right?
Right,
Yeah.
exactly.
Quite a few artists that live here, aren't there?
Yes, there's artists everywhere here. It's lovely.
Let's talk history for a moment. Let's talk
Okay.
about a castle that I heard you guys have. That sounds fascinating. How did a castle come to Pacifica?
Well, it's true. There is an enchanted Scottish castle here, and it's in the Sharp Park District. It's absolute eye candy for history buffs. So it's hard to miss if you look to the east to the turret fortress with a sweeping view of the sea. Built in 1908 by railroad magnate Henry Harrison McCloskey.
And this was for his own...
He and his wife after the earthquake, yes.
So what is it today? Is it open to the public? I heard it's haunted.
I've heard that too. I haven't witnessed any hauntings there, but I have heard that as well. And yes, it is open to the public.
Are you scared to go up there at night?
I'm scared to go anywhere at night, except for Pacifica. So the Pacifica Historical Society keeps the castle going, and they do have monthly tours up there. They also allow special events.
Who owns it?
It's now a foundation that owns it.
Okay, the other thing about Pacifica that the friends that I know that live up and down the coast love coming here just to hike. I have friends over in San Mateo and Santa Clara that come over just to do the outdoor stuff here. And they don't even go downtown. They don't go to the shops. They're just out on the trails.
Absolutely. There's actually some really famous trails out here and very old trails. Maury Point is one of the beautiful trails out here. And there's a Shark Park golf course is nearby. You can see the ocean from there. And you feel like you're on top of the world there. Milgra Ridge offers impressive views of the coastal bluffs of Pacifica. And then Sweeney Ridge, that's a historical trail. It's actually been there since 1769.
I heard that the Mission Padres would travel along that trail, and that's how they got up to the San Francisco Mission.
Yep, that's true. That's absolutely true. One of the hiking points here in Pacifica that's a real easy hike is Maury Point. We're aging ourselves here a little bit, but the movie Harold and Maude, Maury Point is that's the scene where he flies off the cliff. So that is...
In his car.
Yeah, in his car, not in his cape. Yeah, he flies off the cliff in his car, that's
right. It is a classic, and you can rent it on Netflix, so it is timeless.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a beautiful way to see Pacifica. Yeah. A brief little snapshot.
Driving in, I noticed for the first time signage on the Oceanside about the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which is a huge park which sprawls north of the Golden Gate and way south. And I didn't remember that it encompasses Pacifica.
Absolutely. A large part of the Golden Gate National Park Recreation Area is in Pacifica itself.
The other dimension of Pacifica, I keep hearing that this is a great place to whale watch.
Absolutely, it is. As a matter of fact, just recently, our city manager mentioned that in a meeting that we are designated as a whale watching site right here in Rockaway. So that's another one of the neighborhoods, and it's where four of the six hotels exist here in Pacifica.
And most of your hotels in Pacifica are right on the waterfront or overlooking or close to, right?
Yes, I believe so. All of them have views of the ocean. Or close to, or within walking distance of the ocean.
Well, the one I was staying at was hanging over the ocean. And I heard from friends that you want to come there in the winter when the waves are spraying right up above you. It must be so cool to be here then.
Oh, it's stunning. And they do. They come right over the rocks and right onto people actually standing.
Your balcony.
It's smart to stand there with, you know, the proper
safety harness.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll find the America's Best Value Inn here in Pacifica and Rockaway. And you'll find the Holiday Inn Express and Suites. The Pacifica Beach Hotel you'll find right up the street near Lindamar. Pacifica Motor Inn you'll find here. And the Seabreeze Motel right on the beach right next to Nick's. And then, of course, the place you're staying is the Lighthouse Hotel, which is a beautiful place as well.
So there's a real breadth from as affordable as it can get to some pretty nice, classy stay here.
Most definitely comparable to San Francisco. You know, Pacifica is more of it's a very charming place to be. You won't come here to find your high-end luxury. You're here to relax and find a comfortable place to stay that's economic. It's really for anybody.
Relatively affordable.
Relatively affordable with lots of different restaurants. Parking is free here. Friendly people, and you just can't, you'll just be gobsmacked at the views.
Well, I'm going to come back for more. I just love coming to Pacifica. Do you have a one-stop shop website or place that they can go?
Visit Pacifica.com or PacificaChamber.com.
Or traveling up Highway 1 or down Highway 1, you can't miss it.
It's a beautiful place, so just don't blink, though. Make sure you take a right at a stop sign, and you'll definitely find one of our wonderful little neighborhoods here. My name is Jamie Montazon, and I'm the CEO of the Pacifica Chamber of Commerce.
Jamie, thanks for sharing. What a great day in Pacifica. I'm Tom Wilmer. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others. Serving USA.